This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Crescent City Connection, beautifully twinkling purple, gold, and green in the background here from the eighth floor of the, what is it this week, Regions Bank Building. And I'm going to tell you that we still got a little bit of drizzle around. That's going to hang around until later on today. As I swipe here, and I should have swiped before, but sometimes, you know, you're swiping, you get behind on that. About 11 o'clock, that's when it should go away. Then the sun comes out. Tomorrow should be just beautiful. Highs of 67, 71 on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. Little chance for showers on Thursday. Highs of 70, then going into the big Mardi Gras weekend. Friday Gras, sunny, highs of 67. Samedi Gras, 69. For a high with plenty of sunshine. Then you got Toth and Shaka Sunday, highs of 70. Lundi Gras looking nice with a high of 71. And then Mardi Gras, maybe a chance, a 40% chance for showers, highs in the mid-70s, but we're still way out on that. Robert Hogan joins us now, professor, department chair, political science at LSU. Good morning, Dr. Hogan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
In spite of us having a good time and Mardi Gras and everything else, the stuff goes on in Washington, which in a way is its own carnival. Before we get to the budget, I chose last night to watch 60 Minutes instead of watching Tom Hanks talk about the raccoons. And I wished I had chosen Tom Hanks and the raccoons because I think I'd have enjoyed it more. But for those that are so worried about the country or those that are so pleased about the way the country is headed, because let's face it, there has been a sea change. That's not inaccurate, do you think?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, some people are saying what's happening is, you know, the negative side is that it's a constitutional crisis we're seeing. From another perspective, this is the best dream that they could possibly think of happening. You have someone shaking things up. I mean, I like to think of it. I think what we are seeing is a sea change. It is, I would argue, a constitutional reordering of things. You have a president who is coming in and quite literally attacking the bureaucracy, something that, he campaigned on. Say what you want about Donald Trump. He is, in fact, fulfilling his campaign pledges in a way that we have not seen presidents do with such vigor and with such speed, and is doing so by saying, the belief that a lot of conservatives have had for a long time that government is out of whack, it's too big. We're going to attack it, and attack it they have, going after the bureaucracy first. I think that's the thing that's a bit surprising. Most of the time we have recognized, and certainly we like to teach in American government classes, that the biggest way that presidents can have an influence on policy is through the legislative process, getting Congress to go along with him to change and alter policies and alter the bureaucracy in that manner. he's going about it in a completely fundamentally opposite direction. He is saying, hey, I have authority that other presidents have not declared up until now, that I can basically eliminate bureaucracies. I can restructure them. I can fire large parts of them. I'm not even going to have to fund a lot of the things that government does that I don't think it should do. Several years ago in the 1990s, we had discussions about, should we give the president a line item veto, right? Mm-hmm. Supreme Court said no. But this president has basically said, I'm taking up the issue of the line item veto and I'm declaring it. Money that Congress has appropriated, that Congress has voted on, he's saying he's not spending. Bureaucracies that the Congress created, he's not going to implement policies that they have created anymore. So this is fundamentally restructuring things in a way that we've not seen before. Now, the question is everyone okay with this? And the Democrats clearly are not. Right now, they don't have any power to stop it. But the most amazing thing about it is, and I think the part that I think is intriguing and also troubling, is that Republicans have not stopped him at all. They are fully willing to allow the president to have a new set of powers that he's never had before, and they're willing to give it to him, and they're not willing to stop it. And I think getting back to what I said at the beginning, this is a constitutional restructuring, reordering, I should say, of what's going on. The president is taking a huge amount of power that he didn't have before, and members of his party that are in the opposite or in the other branch of government are willing to let him have it. And, that has fundamental implications beyond the things that Donald Trump wants to do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Train our system of government.
And some people are happy about that. Some people are not happy about that. But as I was going to sleep last night, I was thinking about your coming on, and I always think about what's coming up. And I'm thinking, maybe 20 years ago, this may have been what you wanted, but maybe now you don't. Or maybe you didn't want it 20 years ago, and now you do. Or maybe you wanted it 20 years ago, and you still do, as far as president taking on a bureaucracy, but you don't like it because it's wrapped in a Donald Trump package. And we'll take a break here, Professor, mm-hmm. and pick it up when we come back, because and I'm just trying to be fair about all this, look at it from an objective standpoint, because traditionally, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, presidents have tried to influence foreign policy because they can't do anything with a bureaucracy. It's bigger than any one president. The other thing we can address is that Donald Trump is not seizing power that there was from anybody else. It seems as though there was a vacuum that was created by others failing, maybe specifically Congress, to do their jobs and pass laws. So he's saying, all right, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. And at least that's the way I see it. We'll see what Dr. Robert Hogan thinks when we come back. Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, 620 now, traffic, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We invited him on to talk about the budget, but I just thought we'd talk about, in general, the way things are progressing. It seems like a while ago since President Trump was inaugurated. It wasn't, but man, he's just going 1,000 miles an hour. And I think, Professor, it's kind of like LSU running the football in that he's going to keep doing it until somebody stops him. Thoughts?
No, I think you're right. I think that, you know, the metaphor that some people have been saying, you know, he's with all the executive orders, he's throwing everything on the wall to see what sticks and what the courts will accept and what the Congress is willing to accept. And, you know, the courts we've gotten a mixed bag so far at the federal level. You know, these things go usually to the district level first, and he's gotten some pushback on some things, most notably his executive order ending birthright citizenship, which is, you know, spelled out in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Other things, he's being able to get his way on these things. I do believe that this is a major, as I said, reordering of things that we have not seen. And it's different than, I mean, all presidents want to get control of the bureaucracy. You know, there are wonderful stories of Nixon, you know, having screaming fits with, you know, his cabinet secretaries. You know, isn't there something you can do to get these bureaucrats to agree with me and to do what I want them to do? And there is this inherent tension in the bureaucracy, the political will, you know, I get elected to do something as president, you should do it. But then you also have experts, you have expertise, you have rules that should be applied evenly without regard to partisanship. And I think Trump's approach to this is that he's president, he should be able to put people into these positions that share his ideology and his worldview, and they should change policy immediately. You know, that's fine, and that's something we should probably have a conversation about. The concern is, as I said earlier, is that, you know, he is taking a set of powers here that's new and different. And I think the question that a lot of people who like what he's doing need to ask themselves, hey, I like what he's doing right now, but what's going to happen 4 years from now and a Democrat is elected president of the United States? What's going to happen if they utilize that same sort of broad power that that Trump is assuming here? Are they okay with a Democrat in power instituting a progressive agenda that he snaps his fingers or she snaps her fingers and the entire bureaucracy falls in line with their ideology and worldview? Is that what you want? Or at that point, will you be concerned about expertise and the fair application of law? And I think that's, you know, this is an inherent tension and a question that, you know, the country has grappled with, all countries and governments grapple with. You know, how much do you want democracy to play a role in these things? Should people always get what they want? At what point should experts be consulted and fair and application of the law be applied?
It's not, I think some people have a problem with the approach of, and I'll make the analogy to weed and feed your lawn. You can either, you know, the lawn is not perfect. There are weeds in there that need to be weeded out, but do you want to kill everything? And then how long does it take you to get anything to grow again? Or do you want to be selective about it? And I think that's what has some attention of some people, right?
Sure. And Elon Musk wielding literally a chainsaw is a wonderful metaphor. It's how they're going about this. I mean, they're going about it in a way that seems, you know, extraordinarily swift without much concern for the implications. And that's something that I think people across the ideological and political spectrum should be concerned about.
And then to carry the metaphor forward, if you do kill everything, how long does it take to grow it back? And then how much mud will you lose that washes off while you don't have anything growing there? Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. Mike Dettillier joins us as we come back. WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Give me a take here at text at 504-260-1870. It's been a busy first month for the president. How would you describe and how do you feel about what's going on in the country? 6:30 now, time for WWL First News.